ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام لو رأى العبد الأجل ومصيره لأبغض الأمل وغروره.
Imam Ali said, "If a man happens to see the end of his life and his final fate, he will begin hating desires and their deceptions." Welcome back, dear friends. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the things which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam and his truly universal persona is this idea about the importance of prayers, the importance of namaz, as it is called in Urdu and Farsi, and the importance of salah, as it is known in Arabic. Now, this namaz, this salah, this prayer is the pillar of deen, the pillar of religion, the pillar of faith. And so it is very, very important. Now, of course, we find when we're talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, that one day he was, of course, involved in the Battle of Siffin. So Siffin was this battle between Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was the popularly appointed and the caliph of the Muslims at the time. And this battle was against Muawiyah, who was the governor of Sham, of Damascus or Syria of that time. And so he had, Muawiyah had been appointed by Uthman. And when Imam Ali wanted to remove him from governorship, when Imam Ali was the rightful caliph of the Muslims, Muawiyah rejected and rebelled and then brought an army and then fought Imam Ali, who was the rightful caliph at the time. And so in this great battle of Siffin, where hundreds, if not thousands of people had been killed because of Muawiyah's rebellion, we see that Imam Ali at one point in this battle was closely watching the sun to see when it would pass by the middle of the sky so as to be prepared for prayers. Ibn Abbas, who had been looking at Imam Ali, said, "O Ali, why are you looking so much towards the sun?" And so Imam Ali said, "To perform the prayers." Ibn Abbas replied, "Is this a proper time for performing prayers?" Meaning, in the middle of this great battle. Imam Ali alayhi salam replies, "O Ibn Abbas, what are we fighting these people for? Is it not for performing the prayer that we are fighting them?" Allahu Akbar. Dear friends, what a beautiful, strong, powerful, amazing statement from Imam Ali. On the other side, we see that Muawiyah was fighting for power and wealth and greed and status and position. And here Imam Ali says, we are fighting for the performance of the prayer, the performance of namaz, the performance of salah. That is what we are fighting for. And so, a profound lesson to remember to protect the prayers, to establish the prayers, to conduct the prayers with our heart and our soul. Brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, take care to provide well for your future abode. Do not barter away eternal blessing for pleasures of this mortal and fleeting world. Do not talk about things which you do not know. Do not speculate about and pass verdicts on subjects about which you are not in a position to form an opinion and are not called upon to do so. Give up the way where there is a possibility of your going astray. When there is danger on your wandering in the wilderness of ignorance, possibility of losing the sight of the goal which you want to attain and of reaching the end aimed at, then it is better to give up the quest than to advance facing uncertain dangers and unforeseen risks. Advise people to do good and live virtuously because you are fit to give such advice. Let your words and deeds teach the world lessons of how to abstain from wickedness and vicious deeds. Try your best to keep away from those who indulge in vices and sins. Fight whenever required to defend the cause of Allah. When you think of defending the cause of Allah, do not be afraid that people will laugh at you, censure your action, or slander you. Fearlessly and boldly help truth and justice. Bear patiently the sufferings and face bravely the obstacles which come in your way when you follow truth and when you try to uphold it. Adhere to the cause of truth and justice wherever you find it. Try to be well versed with Islamic jurisprudence and theology and acquire a thorough knowledge of the canons of this religion.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali? To further explain that, let me quote to you a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad al-Nisa'i and Muhibbuddin al-Tabari. These are all Sunni authors and scholars of high status. They have a narration from somebody by the name of Abu Sa'id al-Khudari, a very prominent companion of the Prophet, respected by us also. And he says that one day we were sitting waiting for the Prophet in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabi. The house of the Prophet and the Masjid were all, you know, close to one another. Then he says, we saw the Prophet coming out of his house, holding his slippers or his sandals. And one of the sandals, you know, the strap was broken. And so he first looks at Ali, goes to him and gives him and he says, you know, repair this for me. And then he sat down, and he says to them, "Inna minkum man yuqatilu ala ta'awil al-Qur'an kama qataltu ala tanzili." He says, among you in this audience today, he says, there is someone among you who will fight for the true ta'awil and interpretation of the Qur'an the way I fought for the revelation of the Qur'an. So the Prophet is saying, when I was receiving the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the tanzeel was happening, mushrikeen were opposing me. I mean, I was fighting for the tanzeel of the Quran. Then he says, a time will come where Quran will be there. And there will be no problem of mushrikeen anymore. But there will be Muslims who will challenge the interpretation of the Quran. And so now he says, the way I fought for the tanzeel of the Quran, there is somebody among you who will stand up and fight for the ta'wil, true interpretation of the Quran. And according to these narrations from the Sunni scholars, Abu Bakr stood up and he said, am I the one, Ya Rasulullah? And Rasulullah said, no. Then Umar ibn Khattab stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, am I the one you're referring to? And the Prophet says, no. I am referring to somebody who is repairing my sandal, pointing towards Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Do
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.